Edna Foster School of Dancing when I first started. When I was about 15, one of the pupils from Edna Foster's took over the dancing school. She was only 16 at the time, but it was Christine March School of Dance, and her dancing school is still going now at Kirkby in Ashfield, and it's being run by her daughter now that Christine has retired. So I kept in touch with Christine quite a number of times over the years and went to see the dance shows. But I've always been told by the choreographer of the amateur theatre group that we did musicals with, she had been a dancer, and she always said that I had obviously been trained properly because the technique was still there from being younger. We didn't have the chance to do a lot out of the dance school on stage like they are today, but I still really enjoyed it and still carried it on because it was ingrained in me. Looking back, I was actually very, very lucky because my brothers and sister didn't have any hobbies that cost money like the dancing school one did. Because you not only got your dance lessons, you'd got your medal tests, your exams, your costumes, and then when it came to the annual show, you'd got quite a number of costumes that all had to be paid for by your parents. So I was really very lucky that I was able to carry on. The dance shoes started off being at the Sign of Four, which obviously was in Nottingham Shop, very close to the Theatre Royal. We always used to get shoes properly from there, or Harding's Dancewear in Nottingham. The costumes were either made by our parents. My mother was a dressmaker, but she found it difficult to make a dancing costume because she was a perfectionist. It had to be done perfectly, which took more time than it needed to. And for a dance show, you don't have to have things finished off quite so much. For group numbers, we had ladies at the dance school that would make the costumes for the group. I've got all my costumes up in my loft for when I was seven onwards. I haven't looked at them for a while, but I can remember a little shorts and top and a coolie hat because we did Slow Boat to China. I can remember doing Me and My Teddy Bear, which was a little nightie. Of course, our teddy bears had to go on stage with us. I did Painting the Sky with Sunshine, and I had a little smock top and a little palette that my father made for me with his brush showing the paints and the different colours. Oh, so many, I can't remember anymore at the moment.